Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Business Rockstars. My name is Jake Johnson and I'm here with my sister Lachlan Johnson. And we're going to turn the tables a little bit and introduce our friend Mark Lack. So I understand that you're a very experienced entrepreneur yourself. And so for aspiring serial entrepreneurs, what advice would you give us?
I'm as experienced as I can be by 26, but advice that I would share with some younger people or my younger self, if I were to go back to your guys' age, would be to just remember, and it's something I come back to over and over again, that entrepreneurship, life, everything is a marathon, and you have to be in it for the long haul. Don't be worried about getting a quick valuation or selling a company or trying to make a bunch of money while you're young. Mm-hmm. Just remember that life is more about the journey and who you become and who you meet and how much you love and the experiences that you have, more so than getting to a destination. And so if I could remind myself that, because when I first got started, for me it was all about the money, the money, the money.
Yeah.
And I did that, but some interesting things happened on that journey. And one of the things that I can say now is I'm constantly grounding myself and reminding myself that it's about the journey and don't get caught up in, oh, I was supposed to be making $1 million and I'm not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't get worried. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Just remember that it's a long journey. You guys are already so far ahead of the race for most people. I think a lot of entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs tuning in right now are probably double or triple your age, so trust me, you're way ahead of the race.
Mm-hmm.
And just slow things down and focus more on becoming your best self, and typically achieving everything else falls into place if you focus on bettering you first.
What made you like want to get started in that? What made you want to help people, or what made you want to become an entrepreneur?
I started studying a lot of these guys like John Assaroff and Tony Robbins and different mentors that I still have. And the impact they had on my life was something that I wanted to return back into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I started working with a lot of young adults, and now I focus on working more with business people. But through my charity, the Leap Foundation, we still work with a lot of young adults.
That's awesome.
Very cool. So I noticed you said you're an international speaker. Jake and I actually have been asked to do a national speaking tour, so we're going to do that in the coming months. So do you have any advice for speaking?
For speaking, one of the most important things you can do is A, always focus on the audience. B, make sure that you're modeling the patterns of confidence. A lot of times people can get nervous on camera or nervous when they get in front of a large audience. So just remember that focus on your breathing, focus on your physiology, focus on being confident versus going inward and starting to get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's easy, just pretend you're confident and you'll actually be more
confident. Yeah, there you go.
I want to flip the script on you guys now. Let's talk about some of these awesome ties that are on the table here. Why don't we go through them?
Awesome. So basically, here you can kind of see how it works. You can see what the clip looks like. This is all the power of Bow Up, this little clip right here.
Okay.
And it's pretty amazing because we're working on getting the patent for the process of combining two tie halves just on any clip. So no matter what we do, you know, it will be a Bow Up bow tie for combining two individual halves, giving men the power to customize their own look.
So, yeah, so like,
you guys keep going. I'm going to just keep showing these off to the camera.
Yeah, please. So, actually, all of these that you're showing to the camera, these are all upcycled vintage long neckties that we were talking about earlier. That we've taken the long neckties, cut them open, and then upcycled them to be these awesome, amazing, bold, beautiful bow tie halves that any guys can connect on the clip that Jake was just showing. So, yeah, and then down at the end, we have a denim one for an example. So not only do we do the upcycle, but we also do some interesting, we have, like, pleather and denim and, like, a bunch of, like, random.
All the fabrics.
Right, like, crazy random stuff for the guys that want to
step out of
the box.
Do you make ties as well, or is it just bow ties?
Just bow ties.
Just bow ties.
Yep.
Why just bow ties?
Personally, I think bow ties are, first of all, from the South, and it's a huge thing down there, the Southern kind of like preppy scene. However, I wanted to do something different that wasn't just the classic preppy, annoying motifs, stuff like that. I wanted to do something that was very, you know, unique and customizable. And so with a long tie, I think, you know, they look very nice. They look
it's
very classy.
Stuffy.
But
it's stuffy. It's stuffy old businessman. We are over that. Stuffy businessmen in bow up.
Exactly. And so we want to do something new. And what's better than not only take a new concept, something that's rising, like a bow tie, and then make that new. So it's something that's never been done before, totally unique, and, you know,
it's all about being bold and being you. I mean, guys can connect any two patterns that they want. So they can be as bold and as crazy as they want, or simply connect two of the same when you have your traditional bow tie.
Well, we're here with Jake and Lachlan Johnson, co-founders of Bow Up, and you guys are dropping some awesome knowledge here. So what are some tips to, you know, entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs that you have? You were asking me mine, but I want to hear what yours are. From both of you.
I think my biggest tip is a lot of entrepreneurs, or entrepreneurs again, think that it's so much more difficult than it really has to be. And no one wants to take that first step and just leap into their own business. You know, of course, there's a lot of back-end stuff you need to do, a lot of paperwork.
It is difficult.
But it is difficult. It's not something, you know, if anybody could do it, then there'd be entrepreneurs everywhere. But it's something that just needs to happen, and you just need to jump into it as far as, you know, making that first prototype, making, you know, a very early stage website, something like that. Once you can make that first step, then the company will slowly start to build on itself. Then you have a full-fledged business.
It reminds me of some advice I heard when I was young, and it's if you're going to work on anything and it's going to be hard, you might as well work on something you love.
Exactly.
So true.
What's your advice?
We talked about mentors earlier, so that's a really big one for me. But aside from that, I would say we have three magic words that we really live by, and that's why not you. And that's something that I would encourage all listeners of every age to really take to heart and think about why not you? Why not be young kids and start your own company? Why not be best-selling author, international speaker, right? Like, just take the jump and follow your dreams and really just go for it. The hardest part is just go for it.
So an entrepreneur or a entrepreneur hears that. Just go for it. But they're thinking, it's not that easy. I don't have the resources. I don't have the connections. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't have as amazing parents as, you know, you two had growing up.
Which we do.
Maybe I don't have the connections, whatever. All these excuses, right? A lot of people suffer from excuse-itis.
Yep.
What do you say to that?
I think you can make excuses for everything in your entire life. Yeah. I mean, just throw away all the excuses and you're golden.
The only thing that can really hold you back, and I'm sure you've heard it a ton of times, but is you. You know what I mean? You can do really whatever you want to set your mind to. If you want to start a bow tie company, I went up into my room and, to my parents' dismay, cut up my expensive bow ties into halves, put these really old fashioned, you know, the like the clips you see on backpacks and stuff, the like parachute clips. I put those on them, and that was the very first prototype. And, you know, I could have said, I don't have the right materials. It's not really what I want it to be. It's not going to look right. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not one to make excuses for something that I know I just feel like I don't want to do the work. And, you know, that's another tip. You have to be willing to do the work. It is a lot of work at the end of the day.
What do you guys have for some awesome rituals and habits in your life that really help you succeed or work together better?
I think for me, it's definitely about separating work time and play time. It's really taking a step back at the end of the day or the middle of the day if you get stressed out and saying, all right, take a break, go do some yoga, go to the pool, go whatever it is that you do, take a break.
You get so caught up a lot of the time, caught up in the business or caught up in school for me personally and all this stuff, you forget, you know, why does this matter? Why am I doing this? And when you step back like that, it really makes you think, I love what I'm doing. And I'm doing this because people ask for it. And it's not just for me. And I'm doing this because I wanted to start this and it's my business and, you know, or school. I'm doing this so that I can get my grades up and I can go to college and I can, you know, get a good education, things like that. But if you just step back and think, what's really happening? Why am I doing this? Because it doesn't have to be so stressful all the time. And that's just one thing that I like to do.
Do you see yourself always being entrepreneurs?
For sure. I mean, I'm studying entrepreneurship in college right now.
So when
mom's like, Jake, don't cut up your bow ties. What are you doing? You know, we're the ones that are like, no, I see what you're doing there. So I plan to.
For me, I'm not really sure. I fully intend to be an entrepreneur my whole life. I have been so far as the entrepreneurial mindset goes. You know, creative thinking, problem solving, things that, you know, can't be replaced by a computer. Those are skills that I have now that I'm never going to lose. Whether or not I want to study entrepreneurship or business in college, I don't know yet. I have some time to think about it. But I know that I'll have those skills that I've learned through being an entrepreneur forever.
I remember when I was a teenager, and I wasn't always the easiest to get along with my parents, but you two seem like you guys are awesome. You know, sometimes your parents give you advice that you don't realize how valuable it is until later in life. What advice have your parents given you that you think has been really beneficial?
Actually, the three magic words I talked about earlier, why not you, came from my dad. So when he was 8 and I was 12, sitting in the back of the car, coming up with our product we went on Shark Tank with called Flipouts, we really stopped ourselves. We were like, we can't do this. We're children. We can't run a company. What are we thinking? And our dad is the one that said, why not you? Why not do that? So I think that's the biggest piece of advice that I've taken from
my parents.
And you
were 12 years old.
Yep.
Just to reiterate.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Honestly, she took the words right out of my mouth. I, as an 8-year-old at that point, I think that was a life-changing moment. But then another example is, when I was about 10, maybe 11 years old, we had a house fire, and the whole house burned to the ground. This was when we were first getting our first company off the ground, and the only thing that was saved was the first shipment we just got in that was in the garage, was the only thing that was saved. And then the next morning, waking up with the clothes on your back and thinking, what now? You know what I mean? And the best advice I got was, I don't remember who said it, whether it was my dad or mom or sister or someone, but they just said, well, it's just stuff, you know? And so I don't think that really matters as much, you know? It's just stuff, and everyone was safe, and we got the dog out and everything. And so after that, I've just kind of been, you know, going with the flow more and thinking, it's not worth getting stressed out about. It's just stuff. I think that's one of the most influential parts that they've given me.
So why not me? What a powerful question. You two are both rock stars. Thanks for coming on the show. We're here with Jake and Lachlan Johnson. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
NASDAQ Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies. You say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tangle's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with NASDAQ, who is that much of a success.
In the know, I'm Jake Curtis. Today's competitive job market means professionals must be able to manage people and projects, lead innovative change, and help improve performance within the contemporary business environment. Ruth Valoria is the executive dean of the University of Phoenix School of Business, and she shares some of the common mistakes that new managers make and offers tips for more effective leadership.
One of the most common mistakes new managers make is applying one leadership style for everyone. Many new managers also spend too much time buried in the details of a project and don't look to see what's on the horizon.
So what sets a good leader apart from the pack?
Good leaders engage in collaborative goal setting and ask open questions rather than just giving top-down directives. They take the time to be very clear on expectations of quality and give feedback in the moment. And they understand the leader doesn't do all of the work. They trust their team and provide them with the tools to encourage success.
For more information about University of Phoenix, go to phoenix.edu.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Sophia Parsa and Shaq Zabian. You guys are the co-founders of the Toot app. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what is the Toot app? Because I'm sure people's minds might be running to something else right now.
Sure. Toot is a mobile app that connects students to tutors in their area. We're really trying to create a platform that does that in multiple different ways, whether it's video, text messaging, and connecting via the app.
Okay. And how did you guys ultimately end up creating this? Because, you know, first of all, what is your age, by the way?
I'm 24.
24? And?
25.
25? Okay, I'm 26, so we're all
nice.
Pretty young people. So how did you ultimately end up creating the Toot app?
So I started my first company when I was 21. Well, 20, actually. I was a full-time student at Loyola Marymount University. And the night before my finance final, my tutor's wife went into labor. I really relied heavily on tutoring because I started my first company. And so I felt the need in the market just because I did some Googling, couldn't find someone, finally got connected with someone through my professor who took the class previously and thought, wow, every day we walk by people on campus and we don't know who they are. Why isn't there a tool that connects us?
How did you two meet?
Well, I moved here in November 2014, and my roommate knew Sophia's dad. And I was looking for a job. Sophia's dad used to be in tech, so he said I should give him a call. I did, and he said, I'm retired, but my daughter's looking for a developer.
How long has the Toot app been around?
So I started personally about a year and 2 years ago. Shaq and I met a year and a half ago, and that's really where I took it full speed. One thing that I learned pretty quickly was I really needed a technical co-founder. Everything that I was doing before just like took way too long, right? I felt like I was sitting and people left and right were coming in with the same ideas. So.
How did you guys ultimately end up differentiating yourself? I think there's a lot of tutoring possible, you know, things people could look at. You know, you could hire a tutor, you can get tutors online. Yeah. What differentiates you guys?
Well, we started doing in person and on demand. That was how basically we started. We got a lot of tutors signed up. We were ready to go. And as soon as a student came in, we had a tutor qualified background check to go meet them in person right away.
Another thing is that what we learned quickly was that 100% of our lessons were actually initiated by the millennial, by the student. And so we gave them a way to do this that was outside of the web, right? It was like cooler. We created this community amongst like LA students and became pretty known across Los Angeles.
So you said it's been almost 2 years, right, that you've been doing this?
Year and a half.
So how did the journey look like when it started? I know it's not easy to get started. So what did that journey look like for you
two? It was nothing like what we have right now.
It never is, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think the reason was that we learned from our own mistakes. We did some things wrong, and now we're trying not to do them anymore.
So what were some of those things that you made a mistake on?
So I guess the biggest thing was that when we had an idea, we thought it's great, and then, you know, maybe market demanded something else, you know? So one big thing that we learned was to do some research first, validate our idea, and then implement it.
Do you have any examples of, you know, the journey and some of the pitfalls or failures or lessons you guys have had?
Sure. We've had a lot of co-founders. That was
a lot of co-founders.
We've had a lot of ex. Yeah, and I think that.
So have you two been here the whole time?
So,
since I joined, yeah.
I started with a separate team.
So you were the original.
I was the original.
Okay, the OG.
The OG. Started with a separate team. And Shaq has a really interesting story, and I think that's why we ended up working out so well together. We have a similar vision for the mission of the company. I'll let Shaq tell you his story, but you know, before that, the people that I was working with, they just weren't passionate about it. It wasn't something that they felt they needed to change, and that was really important for me.
So give us sort of the 30 to 60 second story. Apparently it's really interesting.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Iran in a Baha'i family, which is a religious minority, and due to religious persecution, I was denied access to higher education. We had an underground college where I studied software engineering, but I really want to fix that problem. What matters to me is to generate access to education, perhaps free for all, and sort of improve it in any way we can.
I'm here with Shaq Zabian and Sophia Parsa, the co-founders of the Toot app. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. What have been some of the lessons that you two have really taken away from this journey? It's been a year and a half, approximately, and I don't know exactly when you came on, but there's got to be some incredible lessons that you've learned on this journey so far.
Sure. I think one of the biggest lessons is, you know, to make sure that it's feasible to continue. Right. So, you know, I started, we raised a quick $100,000 and that was enough to get started. Right. But that's not enough to take the vision to full potential. And, you know, making sure that we're hitting the milestones to help us continue to raise funding to get where we need to be, you know, and I think the biggest point in that is that we, again, it comes back to team. We're an idea at this point. We have a pretty successful company in Los Angeles and we're getting ready to launch other cities, but it was really the team that convinced people to do that. And I think sometimes people think, oh, if I have a great idea, then everything else comes. And that's not the case. It's more about the execution.
Yeah, ideas are worth nothing without a true plan. If you've ever watched an episode of Shark Tank, you know that,
yeah.
Right? So, okay, so what was the lesson? I didn't really catch it. What's the lesson?
It's to build a great team.
To build a great team. Yeah. And so how have you built a great team? Is it the two of you? Is there more than? It sounds like there's more people.
We have a great community manager, Andy, that's like 100% committed to this. He's great. He's been awesome.
He adds this like personal touch to our service that no one else really can provide. And he's been sort of the reason why our tutors are just so attached to us. So.
How do you guys ultimately go out and find these tutors?
Well,
it seems
easy.
Like that would be the most difficult
part.
As
soon as you have a student,
wow.
As soon as you have a student ready to pay them.
Once the money's on the table, they're ready,
right? Yeah, everyone wants to take the job.
We've like partnered up with schools. We've you know, we have a bunch of ambassadors. We're at like 80 ambassadors in Los Angeles who help us curate these people. And people just kind of organically come by us. They go onto Google, they're like Uber for tutoring, or
the Uber of everything, right?
Uber of everything, right? Or they'll say like on demand tutor, and we pop up pretty organically, so.
Okay, so what's been the most effective way? You named a few different ways, ambassadors, online search. What's been the most effective way for you to grow your business so far?
Referral.
Mm-hmm. Referrals?
Yeah.
Okay, well, somebody playing devil's advocate here might say that referrals or word of mouth isn't a sustainable strategy, not long term. And so what would you guys say to that? How are you going to be able to overcome that moving forward?
Like, I think it's a network effect. Like, referrals, they're slow, but at one point they become a snowball effect. And at the same time, there's so many digital strategies. Most importantly, I think it's building a community. That's what people become attached to, and that's how you, you know, with all the digital ways that we can do that, I think that's how we'll grow pretty significantly.
What was the most difficult part about raising the $100,000?
That was the easiest part.
That was the easiest part? What, did it come from friends and family?
The first 100 came from friends and family, yeah. The raise that we just sort of completed did not, and I think that was an interesting ride. That's where we really understood how difficult it is to raise funding.
Our first time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. We'll be right back. This is Sophia Parsa and Shaq Zabian. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
you're heading to Vegas or planning a trip soon, do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com, 877-759-3732.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Black, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Sophia Parsa and Shaq Zabian, the co-founders of the Toot app. One of the things I want to ask you, because you said you're 24 and you're 25, right? Is do you ever have any struggles or something going on in your mindset dealing with, I'm too young to achieve success, or what are people going to think if I'm trying to pitch them on raising more round in the next money? Do you ever struggle with that?
No. I think that the good thing about being young is you're kind of fearless and you haven't really hit any hard, not really, right? Like nothing crucial has happened where you feel like, oh, maybe I can't do this anymore. So I think it's the perfect time to start when you're youthful and have the energy to stay up or deal with people who need your help in the app. And
we're going to ask your question, same question to you next, but for the people listening that are, you know, entrepreneurs or wantrepreneurs and are young that don't feel like that, what's your advice to them? Because I think you're extremely confident, but I don't think everybody thinks and feels the same way as you. So what's your advice to them to be more confident, to overcome that?
So I wasn't very confident. I actually, like, if you looked at me in college, I could not get in front of a classroom and speak. But the thing is that people don't know what you know. And that's the reality of it. So, like, when you're pitching an investor, they don't know everything about your company. You know everything about your company. And so it's really just important that even though you're not confident, to fake it, right? Just fake that you're confident. If you pretend that you're confident,
right? copy the physiology and act confident, and you'll actually be confident. They won't know the difference.
That is the definition.
I like it. So, for you?
I haven't had that problem, although I've had people I meet for, like, I don't know, internships and interviews be like, are you the CTO? That's me. But advice for entrepreneurs, I think they should believe in themselves. They should be 100% committed to what they do.
How do you two stay passionate about what you're doing? I know that that's something that a lot of people struggle with, especially being young. It's easy to want to fall back on a 9-to-5 job, especially since that's what we've been conditioned to believe, right? As you go to school, you get a job. So how can you stay passionate and focused even when maybe the success doesn't come as easy as you want it to?
So it has been easy for us, really. Like, the beginning was dreadful. But the thing is that we sort of have each other, right? So, like, when I'm down, Shaq can pick me up. When Shaq's down, I can try and pick him up as well, right? I think that it's important to really have some sort of personal connection to the mission of whatever you're doing. For myself, like, I had tutoring all my life. It's something that helped me grow, and I'm confident because of it, right? And I think for Shaq, he can speak to that, but similar story where he's tied to it personally.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay, well, what are some of your rituals and habits? I think we can both agree that rituals and habits are something that will shape your destiny. And really, you can tell a lot about somebody's results based on their habits. So what are some of the habits and rituals that you two have developed, either personally or professionally, that have really helped you succeed?
Well, basically for me, since the minute I wake up till I, like, sleep at night, I'm working, I'm coding, I'm trying different
things.
We got
a workaholic here.
I know. And I actually enjoy it. I enjoy making new things, you know, trying new strategies, trying new products, and see what works.
So it sounds like it's not even work then, because a lot of people say, I'm working, but if you enjoy what you do, it's not really work,
right? I don't get
tired.
I don't know why. It's the first time in my life that I feel like this.
That's amazing. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I do. I mean, my job is more of, like, a people person type thing, and I love meeting with people. I love being social, and I love spreading our ideas. I think we're our best microphone. And so for myself, it's like, how can I get the word out no matter what? It doesn't matter if it's an audience of one or an audience of, like, 500, right? Let's just get the word out and let people know how passionate we are, because people follow that, right?
So tips for getting the word out.
You know, I've worked with, like, PR agencies before, and I think that you are your own. Like, you are your best PR agency. Like, you are the person who knows everything.
Or the worst, depending on.
Or the worst, that's true.
So tips for being the best. If you're your own PR, and you obviously sound like you're great at it, what are some tips for people? Because it sounds like not everybody, right, is on the same level as you.
Yeah.
You've got some great advice. So what is some of that advice for somebody who maybe is an introvert, and they need to be their best PR, but they just don't know how?
Well, the great thing is that most PR is typed in an email, right? It's like you're pitching via email, so it's easy to really practice what you say. You don't have to go approach someone necessarily. But I think it's really studying the person that you're approaching and understanding what kind of person is this? Is there anything that you can help them with, right? And what is the story that is really interesting to them? That's how you get it. And for ourselves, I mean, we've done a pretty good job at doing that. So.
That sounds like it. So what's the vision for this company? It sounds like it's been around for a year and a half, but it's a tech app. So, you know, what's the vision here? It's obviously your goal is probably to explode it and to scale it up. So
it is, you know, but that's the long-term vision. You know, eventually we want to do anything in our power to improve education in any way we can, you know, whether if it's generating access to those who don't have it for any reason, whether if it's improving it here. We're doing some research with students to see what their struggles are going to high school, going to college, see what we can do to help.
I think that just to add to that, you know, as someone who went to school in the U.S., we have people throwing money down our throat, basically, to go to school. They want us to go to college, and there's people who don't necessarily want to do that, and that's fine, right? But I think that the fact that on the other side of the world, there are people who actually want to go to school and are forbidden to do so, something has to change here, right? And
definitely.
How can our practices in the U.S. sort of transform over there?
Yeah, I think it's incredible. I just read, just yesterday actually, MIT puts all of their courses and content online for free.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
You're not going to get the access and you're not going to get the degree from MIT,
right.
But all of their content's online. So we're surrounded in an information era. How do you guys stand out from all of the other products or information out there for other people?
We're trying to find out different ways to help. That MIT thing, actually, it's funny because in Iran, in that underground college that I studied in, those are the material we use to learn. We actually watch their physics videos to learn. It's Walter Lewins, I believe, the professor who teaches that. We're honestly trying our best to figure out problems that exist, and there's no solution for it out there, to fix those things, to improve it, to help improve it with tech, because that's what we do. Create products that can help make education easier, better, more affordable.
I think that, yeah, just, you know, whatever tools we can provide to make this a faster process, that's where we're going in the direction of the company.
I'm here with Sophia Parsa and Shaq Zabian, the co-founders of the Toot app. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. What is the best tip you have for somebody who is struggling to raise the capital? You said it sounded like it was the easiest part of your business, but I know that's not the case for a lot of people.
Spread your ideas. So for us, like we just got an amazing investor. He's an actor, really well known, but he's also a great investor. He's invested in Casper and Thrive Market and great companies. But you know, I sent it to someone that I thought could help, but I wasn't sure. And that's the money that ended up closing first, right? So it's more about, listen, if you have an idea, if you really believe that you're the person to execute on this, like it doesn't matter if someone else has that idea too, you're the one. Just spread those ideas to people. Start shooting off emails to friends and family, people outside of your network. You'd be surprised how many people actually want to help. Right?
Did you have help, or were you on your own when you were trying to raise this money reaching out?
We were on our own, but we were, you know, we had a lot of introductions made from people who believe in us and trust us after spending some time. So,
what did your parents think of going straight out of college, having invested? I know Loyola Marymount, because I know friends that went there. It's not cheap. So having invested that much money in your education for a college degree and then not even using it, how did your parents feel about that?
I mean, my parents are supportive. They're back in Iran, not here, so that makes it easier. It's like 30-minute Skype sessions each week, so.
What about you?
My dad was an entrepreneur, so.
That helps.
Yeah, it's like, just do what I do, right? So I grew up in it. I didn't actually think about a 9-to-5 ever. It was more like my dad woke up every morning, went to work, and I thought everyone sort of did that. Everyone was their own boss, so.
So having a successful entrepreneur as a father, I'm sure you must have picked up some lessons on the way. What are some of the, or what is the number one piece of advice your dad gave you for being an entrepreneur?
So my dad had a condition, like, he didn't have Parkinson's, but he had shaky hands. He actually couldn't type his own emails, but he started tech companies, right? And he was pretty successful at it. So I think that what he taught me was, like, it doesn't matter what people say. If they say you can't do it, just go and try, right? And prove them wrong, so.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
So how important is company culture for you two? You know that you got a lot of different people in different organizations and you're trying to expand. How important is culture in your company?
I guess it's really important, especially community that we built. Every tutor that we have is so loyal to us, you know, because we made a community, we reach out to them, we talk to them, you know, we ask about their problems and we try to help. That's really helped us in the past.
We're sort of like a family, right? Like even like Shaq and I, he's like kind of like my brother now, we've like adopted brother, and Andy, even our community manager, he's like our family too. He's like our little brother. So, you know, I think that creating a family vibe in the office is important, but also to extend that to the community and make them feel like whether it's a professional or personal issue that they can come to us about it.
So advice to somebody who's sitting on the fence right now, has a job, whether they're happy or not is regardless, but they're on the fence right now about jumping into starting their own business. What's your advice?
Jump.
Start now.
Start now?
Yeah.
Go a little bit deeper. What about more than that? Because it sounds so easy, right? That's the advice I hear all the time. Jump, just get started. But they're over there like, there's no way. I'm not going to leave my comfy paycheck and my job when I don't know what lies ahead.
sometimes I think it's easier to find one more person who also believes just as much as you do, because it gives you this little more sense of a confident jump, right? And, you know, if it means, like, I don't want to leave my paycheck, see if you can go raise. Well, we raised $100,000 off an idea. It wasn't.
It always starts as an idea, right?
It starts as an idea, but most importantly, it's the people who are building it, right? So take the leap. Try on the sidelines to start developing the company. You will make so many mistakes anyway. By the time you figure it out, then you can leave your full-time job.
I know that getting a tribe around you or raising money especially is so much about tying people into the vision, because it's an idea. So it's tying them into the vision of what could be. So what's your advice for tying people into your vision, either building a tribe or raising money?
It's all about the story, right?
It's all about the story.
It's all about the story. For us, you know, it's like, between Shaq and I, we both have pretty compelling stories. It's truly something we're passionate about, and you can see it when we talk about it, especially to our investors. I think that's the most important part, especially in the beginning. So,
well, awesome advice from two young business rock stars here. Thank you so much, Sophia and Shaq. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, Inspire, Inform, and Connecting, a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
OMG, TTYL, and IDK are TMI. This is Oren Klav with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. Anything that makes a buyer or another person think hard makes your ideas seem fuzzy and unclear. Whether you're selling cupcakes or accounting software, one thing is true. Buyers trust clear thinkers who can easily explain their product. This is why I tell the entrepreneurs I work with to avoid using acronyms. So yes, I agree, there are some acronyms that are so well known, they're used in everyday language. For example, CEO, Chief Executive Officer. Do not use an abbreviation if you're using a term only once, twice, or even three times. Stick to common business language and you won't confuse any potential buyer. OMG, TTYL, and IDK are TMI. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Oren Klaff with Pitch Anything.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.com.
This is Business Rockstar.
I'm Laurel Mintz, Senior Business Rockstars Correspondent and CEO of Elevate My Brand. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide daily on radio, TV, and online. I'm here with Sona Tatians from Link Law and The Exchange LA. Sona, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We have so many entrepreneurs that need action tips.
Sure.
So let's start with like the good, bad, and ugly, right? So what are the like top three things that you absolutely hate when you go networking, like the don'ts?
Okay, so someone who just walks up to you and says, what do you do?
Shoves
a business card in your face. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a big no-no, because you're like, well, get to know me and ask me questions. So mm-hmm. that would be one. People that you meet and they say, I can introduce you to this person and I can do this and I can do that, and they promise the world to you and you never hear from them again.
So
like,
fake.
Why are you over-promising and why are you asking, you know, me about all these things and then nothing really follows through? So
right.
not having any follow-through is another one. Just not being genuine and not having your best intentions in mind. It's, again, trying to get everything that they can out of it. And then it just, you know, if you're not the right person, they just walk away and nothing really comes out of it.
So what I'm hearing is be authentic. I know it's a word that's kind of overused, but it's really true. I mean, if you're having a conversation with someone, you can really feel when that person is trying to get something or trying to overcompensate. It's very different than when you're having an organic conversation, right?
Absolutely.
So that's the bad and the ugly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the good, because that's really what you're trying to instill with this new organization that you're building.
Absolutely.
So your favorite things to do at a networking event?
Well, I think knowing before you even get to the networking event, knowing why you're there, asking yourself, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. I get invited to a lot of events. And then after a while, after wanting to say yes to everything, you have to kind of sit back and say, why am I doing this? Mm. How is this going to benefit me or my law firm, or how am I going to contribute to the event that I'm going to?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a very social person, going to an event where you have to schmooze with a lot of people may not be your thing to do.
Connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online, I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Business Rockstars. Thank you so much, Sona, for being with us today. Let's talk about the follow-up process. You said 24 to 48 hours. What happens if you send a follow-up and you don't get a response back?
So I'm really good when I follow up with people. I'll say, it was so great to meet you. I would love to grab coffee. I'm CCing my assistant, and she will help us schedule something, because I'm really bad with scheduling myself. And my assistant will put a come up to follow up and say, you know what, you emailed this person and they never followed up. Do you want to do the follow-up or should I follow up with
them? Actually put it on your calendar?
Yeah. So we'll have her start following up with individuals that I want to follow up with and say, you know, I want to set a lunch with them or I want to set a meeting with them. So I will have my assistant help me with that follow-up process. I may not be the best at doing it, but I'll have her follow up with them.
And I think that's really important as an entrepreneur to understand where your best use of time is and what you're really good at. If you're great at following up, then you can do that. But it sounds like you know that that's not one of your strengths, and so you have someone else help you with that, which is so, so smart.
I do. And then one of the other things is I'll find excuses to ping that person. For example, I know a lot of attorneys who refer me business, and I belong to various bar organizations. So they'll say, you know, the family law section is having this event with a judge. I don't practice family law, but I know a few family law attorneys. So if I see that, I'll just forward it to them and I'll say, hey, I just saw this. This made me think of you. It's just a quick email, but this is a good way for the person to be reminded that I'm around. Hey, how you doing?
I mean, it's marketing, right?
Absolutely.
It's making sure that you're in that person's inbox enough for them to remember you so that when they are ready to make a referral to someone that does what you do, you're the first person top of mind for them to do that.
Absolutely. And then if I have a if I follow up with a person a couple of times and this is a person I want to have a relationship with, I will ask them, can I put you on our mailing list or can I put you on our newsletter? I will always ask them. You never want to spam people. You never want to get people's business cards and then spam them. And you want to make sure that whatever information you're sending out would be helpful to them as well. So it's something, you know, it's helpful tips about estate planning or business law, something that's new that's going on. And they could either use it themselves or they could have their clients, you know, benefit from it. So I always look for those opportunities to have them on our mailing list and still follow up.
I mean, you're one of the best networkers I know, so all these tips are so incredibly valuable. I have heard, actually, and I've practiced this a couple times, when you meet someone after a networking event and you go meet them in person and you find that there's a connection and you think you can do business with them, put the next date immediately on the calendar so that you're always scheduling and always in that cycle, whether it's a few months down the road or the next week for an event.
Sure.
Do you think that that's a good technique?
Absolutely. The other thing that I like to do, and I think having it scheduled in advance is a good idea. I like to have people that I meet with see if I have something in common with and try to do those common things together. For example, I'm part of a women's group, and if I see someone who would be a good person for that group, I'll invite them to come to the women's group. If they become a member in the women's group, I'll see them on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, and it just reinforces that relationship, and then we have something in common that we look forward to do. So I try to always find what the person's into. If we like similar things, absolutely. And then we'll kind of put something on calendar together and do something together.
How many networking groups are you in? Do you know the actual number?
It's 3 networking groups that I'm in.
Okay.
But then I go to a lot of very fun events.
Okay.
So I'll go to, I'll go to events that you put together, or I'll go to other events that other people put together. Mm-hmm. I'll go, I recently did a networking event at a paint studio. So I got together with lawyer friends who like to paint, and we painted pictures together. And it was really fun. It was paint night. So we had drinks, and we painted things together, and it just brought us closer together.
That's nice.
That was a networking event.
Yeah.
And, you know, it results in business relationships. But at the end of the day, you're networking with people that you like.
I was going to say, it sounded like you were in so many more groups. And how do you find that work-life balance? That's always an entrepreneur's kind of conundrum, I would say. And you've got a family and you're running the law firm. How do you find balance in your daily life?
I follow my schedule to the T. And this is why I don't actually schedule myself to do certain things, because I'm very lenient with people. My assistant knows when to schedule me for things and when not to do it. So I do certain things on certain days of the week. For example, on Mondays, I don't have client meetings because that's the day that I prepare for the week. Friday afternoons is my day, my time of the week where I kind of look at what I've done in the week, if I have to write any thank you notes, if I have to do any follow-up, kind of close out the week. That's what I do.
That's amazing. But then do you get back online afterwards and do more work? Or
once in a while I do. I'm really good at this is the time that I have, and I'm using it the best that I can while I'm in the office. And when I'm at home, I'm usually doing the exchange stuff at home. I'm not doing legal work because my brain is fried by that time.
So amazing. So inspirational. Thank you.
Thank you.
Connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online, I'm Laurel Mintz, and this is Business Rockstars.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home.
Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.